American Beach rises from the sand. Jim Crow and segregation forbade African Americans from taking advantage of Florida's inviting and extensive beaches. In the late 1800s, when the San Pablo Beach, now Jacksonville Beach, opened, only the south end of the beach was open to African Americans, and then only once a week. The charter and forbidding ordinance of the city of Pablo Beach, 1924, section 103, reads, "It shall be unlawful for any white person or persons, or for Negro person or persons, to bathe together with any white person or persons in the waters of the Atlantic Ocean within the limits of the city of Pablo Beach within 500 feet. Violators could be punished by 90 days in jail and or a $100 fine." There were a few other beaches that were frequented by African Americans in the area: Manhattan Beach in Mayport and Butler Beach in St. Augustine, both now non-existent. During its history, Franklintown was an early beach destination for African Americans. Churches came to the area for summer outings. The Afro sponsored numerous company picnics there. The company's use of Franklintown for beach outings was the result of the influence of Eartha M.M. White, whose mother, Clara White, was born on the Harrison Plantation. It was during these outings to Franklintown that A.L. Lewis conceived the idea of purchasing a large tract of beachfront property on Amelia Island and developing a resort and vacation community there for African Americans. Driven by the desire for, in his words, recreation and relaxation without humiliation, A.L. Lewis's plan for a Black beach vacation resort was a way to counteract the existing Jim Crow policies of the day. The name American Beach was both a statement of aspiration and a protest against the era of segregation. It was also an assertion of determination and optimism in the face of the challenging period of the Great Depression. During the Great Depression, the Afro-American Life Insurance Company Pension Bureau purchased 33 acres of American Beach for $2,000 in 1935. In January of 1935, Abraham Lincoln Lewis may have stood atop the dune we now call Nana, while the northeast winds swept the fine white sand through the bending sea oats. Perhaps the ancient water oaks leaning inward from the coast seemed to reach out in welcome. Perhaps he heard the cries of countless lost ancestors who were cast into the sea off of the shores of Amelia en route to the auction block in Fernandina. Perhaps echoes of the past and promises of the future led him to claim this spot where the ocean meets the land, to build an American beach to the ancestors' journey's end and the site of a new beginning. The Afro's Pension Bureau was striving to help African Americans achieve not only the basic amenities of employment, home ownership, health care, and dignified burials, but an elevated quality of life that included vacation and recreation. Beginning in 1935, the Afro's president, A.L. Lewis, orchestrated the purchase of land, a remote beachfront property in Amelia's coastal woodlands and high dunes neighboring the original Franklintown community. At the height of the Great Depression, it was no small achievement to embark on such a risky business venture.